Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. I'm RG Flores on Twitter.
I'm Josiah Sapp for the villain on Twitter. What's up, RG?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Actually, good.
Pretty we took good. A week off.
Yeah.
But the last few we recorded, I think I spread out enough, which is good.
Yeah.
It worked out with the timing of everything, I think.
Yeah, and it always ends up in like a time warp or something.
It really does, dude, because the way we have everything recorded... The way we record it and the way I drop them is weird, but it coincides with everything, which is
works out. But it's funny because sometimes like somebody will remember something and I'll be like, I don't know what that is. Well, you said this. I'm like, I did. I don't remember what I said.
To me all the time. All right, man. What you got for us this week?
So actually, I'll let you explain this list.
Okay.
And then I will go on to what I had to say. Just because I wasn't there for this list.
Okay. So I have actually have my list
you have
as
yours.
Well. Okay, that's yours.
The cheat sheet or the correct list?
Yes. Not that it is the correct list. Okay, so yesterday I walk into the office and it was just Victoria and I. So my plan is like, okay, we're down one man. Headphones. And Victoria, I guess, was bored because you weren't there. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I got to have a conversation with her. I know. It was such a drag, dude. So just shooting the shit with her.
Yeah.
So Carl and I broke down a list for her of how to watch the Star Wars movies. She's never really seen a full Star Wars. So she wants to get into it. I took the box set for her in today. And of course she was out today.
Of course.
But yesterday before you got in about noon.
Yeah.
She asked me, what are your top 10 favorite Marvel movies? I'm like, you know what? It's changed within the past few years because in the past few years,
it's always fluctuating.
Yeah. Because it's like you want to plug in a movie and then I try to give myself top five is normal. I mean, I could do a top 10 and a lot more can sneak in, but I think top five Marvel Cinematic Universe movies is a list we both came up with.
Yeah.
And so it's her writing. She wrote down all the movies in chronological order that they came out.
From the start, from Iron Man on.
20 movies, yes. From Iron Man 2008 all the way up until... She even put up to Spider-Man Far From Home 2019 and Avengers even Endgame. Two movies we haven't seen.
I would have loved them. I haven't even seen them
yet. I know, right? They're going to totally make the list. But I started highlighting right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I highlighted seven. Yeah. And then from getting my list from seven to five, I'm like, this is really fucking hard. I don't want to axe any of these movies.
Yeah.
But that's just the way I feel and how I just feel about these movies. And I've been along even before 10 years, before Marvel Cinematic Universe, I have a different investment into these characters.
Yeah.
Which is weird just because of the fandom, but that's the comic syndicate aspect of me.
Well, could you love them before? They were more born in the movies, so you've known them before that. So.
Oh, by far, yes. I know the history.
So for a lot of people, these movies... A lot of these characters didn't exist until they saw these movies, and then they become... But you've known the characters.
Exactly. Ant-Man is not an A character. Honestly, Iron Man, not an A character, dude. Captain America, the symbol of patriotism, not a fucking A character. Like, he was supposed to be an A character, but... No, they were just not strong characters.
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man was always selling top-notch. X-Men, once they got created, was selling fucking a bunch.
I mean,
they did sell, but it wasn't like a Batman character.
Yeah.
So we came up with this list out of the 21 movies, 22 now with Avengers, 23 probably with Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
We dissected our list. Do you want to give yours first?
Okay, so I walk in. By the way, LAX sucks on a Monday.
I hate LAX.
Oh, my God.
Just LA. You said enough with LA.
So I was from dropping off my dad. I told you the story where I'm driving around, and I'm like, where's the damn airline? Because I'm looking for that sign.
Oh.
And I'm like, where's the damn... And it sucked. It took me like an hour just circling, like twice. It took me like an hour to circle twice. And I had to like do illegal things and like look up because my dad doesn't know how to
do illegal things.
My dad doesn't know how to do search, and so I had to like search in Google like where what terminal blah blah. So finally I figured it out, and I had to drop off my dad, and I drop him off. I'm like, okay, Dad, here, and I get him out. He's like, are you sure? I don't see a sign. I'm like, Dad, this is your terminal. This is where you leave from. He's like, are you sure? And I feel bad. Leave my dad. They're like,
gotta go, Dad.
I'm like, I gotta go. I got like an hour drive home. And he's like,
not even home, straight to work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, straight to work. And that's funny because he called me on the I told like 10 minutes after I was on the freeway, he called me. He's like, you were right. I found the airline.
Awesome.
And the best part, they just put down the sign for maintenance. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks a lot, LAX, for that.
Yeah, that's
LAX. So I get to work and I sit down. I'm like freaking battling driving from LA to Orange County, like battling, just tired. And I sit down, and it's funny because you're like, oh, Victoria's like, oh, you have your, she sent you a list, it's in your inbox. And I'm like, and I'm looking at my email, I'm like, there's nothing here. Like, no, your physical inbox. I was
like, you see your inbox right there?
So actually, I'm not used to physical paper.
Yeah,
and
no,
they
right.
told me that, like, what's your top five from Iron Man, like, top five Marvel movies.
Marvel Cinematic, yeah.
Yeah, because I guess you guys had been discussing it. So, oh, and Joe's like, yeah, just me, what's your favorite? I'm like, cool. So my favorite, and it's funny, I kind of see a theme with it.
Yes. Now, even before that, I think you also said that you don't have a top five, so you're going to put them in any random
order. They're not in order. They're
but these are your top five.
I like them. I don't think I have one that's like my ultimate favorite. They're all just, I like them for certain reasons.
Which is perfect. Like, that's a great way to premise it, too, because there are so many of them, and we all gravitate towards each movie.
It's like, tell me, what's the favorite piece of that puzzle?
Kind of. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, the puzzle is the best part. Like, yeah. I can't, like, oh, that corner piece is, like, it makes the picture, but not the most important piece.
Agreed.
So,
In
no particular order, I'm just going to go more chronological. So first one I went Iron Man because that's the one that set for me everything off.
Awesome.
And the first one I'm like, holy shit. And like, I listened to, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
For like weeks and months and, you know, so Iron Man. So that one. Okay. And I was new Iron Man. I just never like, it was brought to life for me. Like
exactly.
From the comics. So I'm like, holy shit. This is actually, it's when the whole thing started. It's not just a good comic movie. It's a good movie.
It is a great movie. Yes.
And I loved it. So that was set it off. I actually did not see The Incredible Hulk. I saw Iron Man 2. I thought Thor.
Okay.
So, but my second favorite, or second on my list, is Captain America, The First Avenger.
You like Nazis.
I love Nazis.
It's stupid. Hashtag, I love Nazis.
But I love a World War II. So exactly. You slap something, a backdrop of World War
II. That's what I said. And Nazis.
I love it. So I'm like, I watch history.
The lore,
I used to watch History Channel all the time, just thinking World War
II. I love it too, sadly. Like, so, it's a great, fucked up.
So that's why I enjoy it. But all mine are going to be origin, pretty much origins, like introducing a character. But Captain America, yeah, I kind of don't like the whole goody-goody, same way I don't like Superman.
Yes,
because they always seem like they're like they can't just make a decision. They have to base everything like, well, this is either black or white. I'm like, sometimes there is no black or white. There's gray. You have to,
and sometimes you have to get your hands dirty
or
to get the job done.
Do bad
sucks,
to do the greater good.
Yeah,
do some bad. Next one. Guardians of the Galaxy,
2014.
Introduce all those characters, and so much dancing and Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, off of those three already, two of those made my list.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
So, fourth one, Black Panther.
Also made my list.
Black is cool. but like the character of
Hashtag Black is cool.
Black is cool.
You just said that, so black you wouldn't sound like
Hashtag Black and, okay, Back in Black.
And black. Okay, I'll take that.
Like the sister who, that's cool because I recognize her from Black Mary. The little sister, and she was in one of the last episodes.
Okay.
One of the last seasons of Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Yeah, it is Black Mirror. Black Mirror.
You don't want to sound racist?
No.
Black Panther, and you're like Black Mirror? I like everything that's black.
Like when I told them I have a hard time.
You're wearing a black shirt
now. There's this girl helping me at Chipotle, and she's black. But then she's like, what kind of beans would you like? And I'm like, black. And she's like, okay. I'm like, thank you. I don't even get pinto beans because I don't want to say it. Like,
oh, God,
I'm not racist. I have plenty of black friends.
And you're also not sexist because your number one movie is.
Because I married a woman. No, Black Panther is just cool.
I loved it. It's
visually, they're all badasses. It was fun, and it was something just different in how the whole this is a world where like it seems like in our world like. Africa is not the center of the, you know, they're kind of forgotten.
Yes.
And this is like, no, after the continent of Africa is a badass and it's the center of the, this is where everything was created, the center of the world.
Agreed.
So it's cool how they kind of did that and all the stuff. Visually, it was great. And my last one was Captain Marvel.
Okay. You know what? I like your picks though. And it's one of those lists where no one's wrong.
And then, but these are all, I don't think Black Panther was funny. It was more intense.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie, but they're all fun except
in their own ways. They each have their own tone, which it's similar storytelling vibe, but it's, you know, kind of biting behind it.
Yeah, and they're all fun movies, but I always seem to pick origin. I like kind of point out where. But I like it because I showed you my list, and then you're like, nope, wrong. I'm like, don't tell me what's your favorite and tell me my list is wrong.
I didn't say you were wrong.
There's no wrong answers, but those are definitely okay. Wrong.
So these are the two I axed, and it was really hard for me to drop both of these ones because the first Marvel's The Avengers, I had to axe, honestly. It finally gave me that awe moment as a kid where it's like, holy shit, I'm finally seeing all these characters together. And it had that awe moment that I had to axe. Literally scratched off. On top of that one, Captain America Civil War. Seeing both factions and like Team Iron Man, Team Cap.
Yeah.
And that story. And to see Spider-Man back in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or finally in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, was great for me to see. Also got axed. So these are my top five, and I put numbers on them. Number fifth spot is Guardians of the Galaxy, came out in 2014. I thought it was just different and written very funny that I appreciated.
And it had that 80s music vibe. Like.
The soundtrack was killer. But the soundtrack on the next one is also killer. But origin story for sure. But again, a team that is obscure. This is like not even a C. This is a C team, dude. Nobody fucking knows about. And honestly, out of all the characters on the team, none of them have been a Guardians of the Galaxy member. Honestly, Gamora, Drax, and that's about it. Like Rocket, not really. Groot, no, not really. So origin story, but funny. The route, I really, and it had heart. The whole I am Groot scene is just like, oh fuck, this hurts. Yeah. I loved it. This one also great soundtrack. Black Panther 2018,
really?
And the villain behind it, Killmonger.
It was so dark. I mean, it's like they said, that was more the intense one because it had some deep rooted like ideals behind it that like he's not wrong. He was just like going the more violent way of like pretty much.
He was a tad bit of an extremist for sure. He was rough around the edges. He had some thorns on him.
Instead of like trying to fix the problem, he's like, I'm just going to destroy it and start from scratch. Like, we need to like just blow it all up.
I want to give everyone
scorch everything. To
yeah, pretty much. And I loved it.
But his thing is like, instead of like trying to find a middle ground, it's like, no, we're going to destroy the other side.
Loved it. That's number four.
Instead of us becoming, so it was intense, but it still had its funny.
And it was grounded.
But that's what like Marvel movies, and I told you, like, I think that's the difference. Well, I mean, there's sure more differences, but one of the main things I've noticed between Marvel movies and DC movies is Marvel movies, you have fun. No matter how intense the movie is, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's the characters allow you to kind of like come in and like, it's like, almost like they're like opening up to you. Like,
you kind of feel comfortable around them. Yeah. And they sprinkle enough humor throughout.
But it's not a comedy.
No, it's not.
Although
Thor Ragnarok, they went that route, and that was a fun fucking movie
too. But then DC movies are dark, 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 and who are you connecting with?
Everyone that loves Batman. It's like everyone loves Batman. Let's make everyone into Batman.
But I love Batman, but it's terrible. Still like...
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
Like Siobhan's, like what she was saying, like, and it's true, like, I go to the movies to have fun. Escapism. I don't go to the movies to get like come out bummed and more like fuck. Like I want to go and actually have a good time.
I have a feeling Endgame's gonna fucking rip out even my heart. Like I'm still not feeling great, and I know like I'm gonna walk in and it's like I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry at this, but I know it's gonna fucking hurt.
And even like Captain Marvel, like the deep rooted.
Okay, I'll add that to my list. I haven't even seen the movie yet.
The deep rooted like thing too, like that one. Even though it was a fun, it was an Air Force commercial.
I loved it, dude.
But the it's weird when
was it a better and women's empowering movie? I'm asking you as a dude to a dude. Was it a better empowering movie?
I'm not gonna take it anyway. I enjoyed both of them. I think Marvel was a more solid, just all around movie, just because the comedy and it had. With the root, and I think had a better sorted out story than the other one. I thought the other one,
it was the best DC
Wonder Woman. Okay, besides the first like 20 minutes on the island, whatever.
Yes,
the CGI, everything was really bad. Very bad.
Second act was great,
but I think I was more brought in by Wonder Woman like for fight scenes.
Okay,
I think that kind of stuff. The fight scene, I don't know, I love the whole like slow motion stuff. First thing. Sooner. Oh, that. And then, and of course, the.
Her music.
I like to call it No Man's Land. So she's in a woman.
I mean, that's second act, and that was the best part.
That was the best part.
And third act, wow. Just not good either.
But Yeah, it was weird. Like, it's like they stapled it on at the end. Like,
yeah.
Like, it seemed like it was over, and all of a sudden, like, no, let's just throw in another fight, a fight of villain, whatever.
Yeah, and
so it was weird. Like, but yeah. But I enjoyed Captain Marvel just because the buddy film.
It
like,
was, though.
It was like the buddy, her and...
Samuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny, even though it looked weird seeing them so young.
It was, but yeah. But it didn't take you out of the movie, though. Like,
no, it was fun. His love affair with the cat, with
even fucking the
with Chewie. But I mean, what was he called in the movie?
Oh, a goose. Chewie.
Goose.
Goose was dope.
I love it. Oh, it just scratched my eye. No, it's just.
Ooh, that looks snow. No, it looks
but bad. Even that one had the deep the whole historical thing of like the Europeans coming and yes. killing off the indigenous people,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what they did there. Like this group of people in history decided this other group of people don't deserve to exist. And that's kind of what this movie was about.
So one more time, better Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel? Your opinion.
I think overall, like, Captain Marvel is a better movie.
Interesting, okay.
Because I said it felt more thought
out. Did it make you feel like a more empowered woman?
A woman? My woman.
I was just asking.
My woman came out. I wanted to join the Air Force right there.
Same, right? I mean,
I wanted to join the Air Force. And the other one, I wanted to go to the Amazon. Either way.
All right.
And go back to World War II and kick ass. But anyway, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the difference is, like, one's just, like, constant dark. The other one is... what do you call it? The Marvel movies actually
you have fun with it.
You have fun with the characters, no matter. And
Marvel honestly, does it make you feel? They do make you feel like you care about these characters.
Yeah, so. You care for all of them, no matter good or bad. You know, but you care for them, and that's why you root for them and stuff like that.
Okay, I want to know what you have to bring. So I have three more movies. Third place spot for me was Iron Man. And I had to toss that movie on because if we don't have Iron Man, we don't have – if this movie flops, we don't have the Marvel Cinematic Universe at all. And Disney honestly said, you want – John Favreau, we know you can do your job. You want Robert Downey Jr. You know how bad this guy is?
Especially Disney, because he's had all those drug arrests, alcohol problems, and jail, everything. Disney's like, do we want this guy
representing our brand? Yeah.
But that's what the character needed.
And, okay, it was written properly, just like all of them, but that had to make my list. And honestly, it's a great movie.
And he was a complete non-likable person, but he was likable.
And he kind of redeems himself, kind of. And he's still trying to redeem himself.
Well, because he discovered, he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the, like, he was seeing the money part. He's like, whoa, money's money.
Yes.
But then when he saw, he's like, I need to fix this.
Yeah.
And he went in the whole, like, why, second half? Yeah, the whole, it's like, I'm going to fix this.
And at the end, he's like, yeah, I'm Iron Man. Like, yeah, you know what?
But he's still a cocky asshole. Because he's
that's
cocky.
Him. That's his thing.
He's not
going
to hide in the shadows.
Second place spot, I almost wanted to put number one, but this one I love the fuck out of that. They were ballsy enough to do this. Have everyone sitting in the theater like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Did I just watch this? Is Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
And the villain won, granted. But, and then the way I told Victoria, cinematically, the way it was shot, especially that third act, once the snap happened, and they take away the music, and all you see is just the sound of what's going on between conversation and this eerie just wind blowing. And the fact that they left so many people just like, what the fuck did I just watch? That was ballsy to do. Is my number two spot. Number one spot is going to have to be Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
For the fact that it's not even a superhero movie. It's an espionage fucking movie with superhero elements just sprinkled throughout. Right. And the action sequences are fucking dope. The elevator sequence is fucking dope alone. All right, man. So doing this... Go ahead.
No, because I remember Winter Soldier. I just remember...
Victorious?
Black Panther. We said we had to fix this white boy, what did you say?
Andy, another broken white boy for me to fix.
That's what I was
doing. I mean, technically, yeah.
I love that part.
So off of this list you got yesterday, I guess it got you thinking.
Yeah, so we're thinking, and you had some other stuff, and I'm like, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, well, I haven't seen the movie. I'm not going to get a chance to see the movie this week, and I have, like, vacations, so I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see Endgame.
Okay.
But I'm like...
Which drops this Friday,
yeah, by the way. So I know all you... Alan from the 2OC, he's already got his ticket. You got your tickets.
Carl got his tickets. Victoria has her tickets.
Yeah, Victoria's.
I mean, who doesn't have their tickets?
Me, I don't have my tickets. I'll be out of town.
You're the only person, yeah.
So, and I'm like, crap. I want to kind of do something in this world without not being able to see the movie. So,
okay,
I told you I have an idea. I want to explore the world of Marvel movies prior to Iron Man.
Okay,
and I kind of brought it to you, and you're like, oh yeah, there's blah 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 blah, but there's some ones that didn't even make it to release.
There are a lot of them on there.
So I thought it'd be fun because a lot of kids now, because it's been at what, 11 years since Iron Man.
Yes.
What about?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, people in their 20s who maybe caught this when they were in their 12, 13.
Yeah,
whatever.
They were youngsters. So this is gold.
Like, yeah. How hard is it to make a superhero movie? But then you're like, being born in the 80s or growing up in the 80s and early 90s and remembering all like the brutal David Hasselhoff stuff.
Oh, dude, trust me, dude.
The Hoff.
Once he started talking to me, I actually compiled another list too. So we can go back and forth on a few of these. Now, off the top of my head, you lead it.
Okay.
You're right. We did have, as kids though, granted we were children of the 80s.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a lot. It was a lot of practical effects, and the CGI was non-existent or terrible.
Technology was terrible back then. It's like nobody knew how to sew properly. And also the costumes were very
bad.
They were, how do I describe them? They were just so cartoonish.
But yeah, you know what? Even that, dude. Like,
and the acting was so cheap. Like, it's,
I'll give you that. Although RoboCop, though, is technically a comic book-based property too, which I didn't talk to you about. But that's another one. Okay. What do you want to go through?
So, I was going to go through, I just pulled up some Marvel, different stuff that was developed. Oh, this is like started in, oh, okay, here we go. So, just different Marvel stuff that I got.
Okay, dope, do it.
Prior to Iron Man. So, this one, that was directed to TV. It was a Doctor Strange, 1978.
I keep seeing the DVD up in conventions and I want to pick it up. But yes, technically. Yeah, that's, I mean, I was born in 1980, so...
Yeah, so this is, yeah, right. So, yeah, this you would have had to catch it on VHS or something. Yeah. So, yeah, so long before Benedict Cumberbatch brought us one heck of a good Doctor Strange film adaptation, Marvel fans were given this low-budget television movie in 1978.
So much low-budget
stuff. It took some major liberties with the comics canon, recasting Doctor Strange, I guess actor Peter Hooten, as a psychiatrist who inherits magic abilities from his father and is tasked with becoming the new Sorcerer Supreme.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. The film is almost too afraid to be a comic book movie. It spends a lot of its runtime focusing on Doctor Strange being, you know, a doctor.
Yeah.
One redeeming factor is Jessica Walter, who plays a deliciously evil, I have to Google her now. Deliciously evil version of Morgan Le Fay, who's working to invade Earth.
Okay.
If anything, it's a fascinating footnote in genre history, and for a long time it looked like it might be the good Doctor's live-action swan song. It would be nearly four decades before Marvel brought Stephen Strange to life on the big screen.
Okay, I'm done with it.
But that's the bottom point where, like, people were afraid because they're like, am I going to put all this money on a kid's thing?
Yes, exactly.
So I think a lot of maybe were thinking, too, like those kids shows they did. So they were thinking comic book, will they make it like a... Because they had low budget.
Yep.
So,
So, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. No, I want to. I want to watch all those corny ones, dude. But I grew up in a weird time, too, where as a kid in the 80s, when I'm like 5 years old, give me anything. And I have a list, too, and we can go through my list. But rock yours, please.
So here's another one. You saw it made a lot of us feel awkward. So it was 1986.
Okay.
An alien came to Earth.
I have that on my list. Technically, it's a Marvel movie. It's a Marvel movie.
He's been in Marvel movies. He's been in the...
Technically, been in an end scene.
Drinking his martini, right?
Yes. And he's a drinker, he's a smoker, he's a womanizer.
Yeah.
A duckanizer?
Duckanizer.
And actually, a woman and a duckanizer.
It's like, what is the joke? It's like, damn, it's failed chick, stop trying to make ducking a thing.
Yes, exactly.
No, he tried to make ducking a thing. I'm going to duck her. Duck her hard.
She wanted to get ducked, though.
She wanted to get ducked
so
Leah
Thompson, of course, and that was...
Leah Thompson was like... Howard
the Duck. Oh, she was gorgeous, yeah. Howard the Duck.
She got ducked.
Marvel movie, technically.
Yeah, so it...
And honestly, not a bad movie.
I've seen it. I saw it like probably like 86. I saw it probably when I was like before 10 years
ago. It came out on TV about a month ago, and I had to watch it just because it's a fun dive.
It cost... Okay, it cost $37 million. It made its...
Money?
No, pretty much broke even.
Okay.
to it cost about this. But still, $37 million for a movie back then?
It wasn't huge box office.
But still, like, that's a lot of money, especially for 80s.
It made more money than a lot of movies, I guess, nowadays. Okay.
There are some who will defend this movie, but come on, it's pretty bad.
It's terrible. It's so bad.
It also features an almost sex scene between Leah Thompson and a giant duck. Critics possibly savaged it, and it was an epic flop at the box office, which, come on, we're not in the business to break even. The weird part is that on the surface, it had a lot of cool things that you could have made it a hit. George Lucas, Star Wars, was attached as a producer, and though Howard the Duck isn't a very well-known character, his snarky attitude had all the makings of what would have been a very clever, genre-busting film.
For sure.
It's classic fish or duck out of water tale, but in the end, results were so bad that Howard was retired from the screen until he resurfaced in Guardians of the Galaxy post-credit scene 30 years later.
Okay. Again, I'll defend it. Like, it would be a good movie for us to do commentary on, like, watch it and just give our commentary.
Not sober.
No, fuck, no, that'd be a drink fest.
Fuck.
And just clown the movie.
And that'd be another reason to make ducking a thing.
Ducking a thing, I know, right? What the duck?
What the duck, man? Hashtag she almost got ducked.
Okay, what is it? I'm liking the route you're going. Go for it, dude.
Okay, this one, I've seen maybe a couple of these, but sure you've seen some other ones. Okay, next one. 1989, The Punisher.
Yes, that would be Dolph Lundgren. Yep. No, it is Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. I was thinking Nick Fury.
Because the joke, the whole thing is too, he didn't even know who the character The Punisher was.
He didn't know who Castle,
he didn't know anything about it. He just threw him in like, it's an action movie.
You said 1989, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 years prior to that, you want to know who he was?
Was it?
He did Masters of the Universe, too.
God. Well, he was doing that. They were trying to cash in on all, like, his buffness and his, like...
And his Rocky era. Yeah. Rocky
Five. They were trying to do, like, a Schwarzenegger thing. This buff guy that just kind of, like, shows off his muscles and just
kind of,
like...
Kind of.
But he's not...
That's another movie we should deep dive, dude.
Which one?
Masters of the Universe.
I haven't seen that one so bad. Oh, the 80s.
Go through yours, man. Because I got a lot of them, dude.
This is the thing. It cost $9 million to make. It was so bad, it didn't even get released.
I saw... Oh, we're talking about Punisher.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like a straight VHS movie.
Yeah, it was so bad that anyone to strike. Because they're saying, like, even the director was like, I think I should have put the skull, as emblem, because they didn't have it. So it was like a really... It wasn't even like a Punisher movie.
No, it was
Because like it was just an action, 80s action movie. Because when the actors... Okay.
If you watch anything Charles Bronson era from the 80s... It was just about a dude killing people.
But this reminds me, too, what they say about when you get cast into the Marvel Universe now, they expect you to learn the character, like, throughout, right? On this one, that's how bad things were in the 70s, 80s with comic book characters. They're like, cool, it doesn't matter. You don't need to know this. Like, he went into this role as Punisher, but he didn't know who Punisher was, who Castle was. He didn't know anything about it. He just, here, start shooting stuff, do this, kind of
action sequences and bullshit and that.
Fact is, like, it shows you how much they're like, maybe we should have these people get where we're coming from. So when they're playing the character, they get.
You know what's weird, though? Like, you see all these Marvel characters and, I guess, actors. And you see them do their homework, which is weird. I don't know if it's a... Okay, that's one of the things they have to do. Granted, the physical. But... The reading, I don't know if it's like a signed reading or, but I've seen pictures on Brie Larson's Instagram and Bernthal, Frank Bernthal, who played Punisher on the Netflix series, and Charlie Cox, reading old comics, like, I want to know this person's headspace.
Yeah.
And it's like the best way to do it is to go to the source material. I wonder if it's a Marvel thing, whether it's like read up or like you don't have to do it, but this is what your character's about.
Or I think other people, maybe they see him as a success, and they don't want to be the character that F's it up.
Kind of, I guess.
Because they're like, it's going so good, they're like, I don't want to be the person that comes in, and my movie's the one that's like the ugly duckling or the stepsister, whatever, in the whole series.
And odd to say it, but out of all the Marvel actors, the only one that does as much as he does in Iron Man... Tony Stark is Robert Downey Jr. Like, everything he posts is, like, as Tony Stark. And he's like, look at this. Look at this.
Yeah.
And it's always like he's embraced it completely. And well, he's good at it.
Because like I said, he's been through all the stuff that Tony Stark's been through, like the similar struggles and stuff. So they know where to come from. And the similar humor kind of, or deflecting of stuff, whatever. Yeah. They're good at deflecting. Like they never, as much as stuff is serious, they are good at deflecting and making fun of everything, no matter how bad it is.
Okay, true that.
Okay. So this one, 1990.
Ooh, what you got in the 90s? Because I have a bunch of them too.
Captain America.
Only seen bits and pieces.
So it cost $10 million to make.
Okay.
It made $10 million. Because we're in the business of breaking even. So this we go.
Give me $10 million, I can make a good movie.
Okay, make. Give me $10 million, and I'll flip it into another $10 million, and we'll make $10 million. I mean, we'll make back our money.
We'll make back. No, no, no. I can make a good movie. Give me $1 million budget. Even less. I can make a good.
Everybody just sitting at a shawarma restaurant.
It would be a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, have to. You can't. That's what most of the money goes is like CGI and all.
We don't need CGI. Oh,
and contracts.
And you're buff already, so I don't need to pay you to fucking work out.
It's like, I know, it's freaking hot.
And anyway, I need to pay you to give cameos.
No, just donate to my Patreon page.
We were talking about that, dude.
When I get over $1 million on my Patreon page, I get a layer comes off.
All right, cool.
Okay, so. I dropped $30 on his Patreon only to take off his sock.
I know, dude.
But it was a nice sock.
What an asshole.
Okay, so this one was a train wreck from the start. Despite some ambition to make a blockbuster, the film had the low budget from the jump, which was cut to under $6 million before production was underway. Relatively unknown actor Matt Salinger?
Heard the name.
Yeah.
And I've probably seen him.
Was cast to play Steve Rogers, while Scott Pulin or Paulin played the Red Skull. Oh.
Okay.
Ostensibly, the story follows the major comic book beats with the sickly Rogers volunteering for the super soldier program and gaining superpowers.
Yep.
Then heading off to stop the Red Skull. In execution, the film was a muddled mess. The story meanders, the critics' notes and actions and dialogue was cheap and cheesy, which, that's 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Which isn't much of a shock considering the budget. Yeah. The movie was released in the UK in 1990 and studios hoped to release it theatrically in the US, but when it didn't pan out, after 2 years of trying to land distribution deals, it was finally dumped straight to video in 1982. Awesome. So it was just sputtering. It just kept.
Yes.
But okay, the same thing, we started cheaping.
92?
Yeah. But it kept sputtering and then like.
Okay. There's one on there which I'm pretty sure you're going to hit, but give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay, my bad. I just needed to double check my list real quick and the time. All right, guys. We kind of literally had to deliberate on how we're going to attack the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So I have my list, and I guess just to wind up this show real quick. And I'm probably going to finish it at the end of yours. I can tail end yours.
Okay.
Let me go into movies in general, dude.
Yeah.
We have The Toxic Avenger in 1984.
Oh, okay.
RoboCop in 1987. Masters of the Universe in 87. The Punisher, and both of these, Dolph Lundgren, The Punisher in 89. Batman, Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Tim Burton movie, 1989. Dick Tracy in 90.
Oh, Dick Tracy.
The Rocketeer. Love the fuck out of that one. 1991.
But it's a crappy movie. But it's a fun movie.
It's a good movie. Jennifer Connelly's in it too. She was my childhood.
I was obsessed with
the Rocketeer. Okay, Swamp Thing, the TV show in 90 to 93. So TV show, The Crow is a comic book movie written by James O'Barr. Oh, came out in 94. That's my freshman year of high school. Generation X was a TV show movie. 98, which was terrible. Blade came out in 98. Which a lot of people don't know. Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well, technically, okay, this is where I'm going to end it, I guess. X-Men in 2000, Blade 2 in 2002, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire's movie in 2002.
Yeah.
Daredevil, Ben Affleck as Daredevil in 2003, Hulk, Eric Bana in 2003. Okay, now, I just wanted to toss these out because, honestly, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we'll continue it next show right now, but it essentially came down to this one thing, is in 96, Marvel, as a company, filed for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not forced. It's like, how can we make our money back? Let's sell a bunch of our characters to Sony. Let's sell a bunch of our characters to Fox. And if they want to make movies off it, we can make a lot of money right now. And that's why there was the whole okay, Sony owns Spider-Man and Fantastic Four. Yeah. And Fox owns Mutants,
yeah,
which is X-Men. So that happened in 96. So, knowing this, all this, and why people ask, like, well, how come they're not together? I still see them, Marvel. It's like, because it's from the same company, but it's not the same Marvel Studios putting it out.
Yeah, because you don't, it's like when people say, like, how did you sell that for, like, when other stuff, like, you sold it for real cheap. I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't like, nobody knew what was going to happen.
Exactly.
At that point, they were like, hey, let's try to scrap. They're like trying to like just stay afloat. So they're like,
that's what it was. And honestly, if they didn't do that, granted, terrible idea, great idea at the time. And then once Marvel Studios, again, 2008, Iron Man came out, and it's like, fuck, I want every superhero movie to be like this. And hence the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe 10 years later.
Yeah.
So that's what happened, and Spider-Man's barely on board now, and there's a weird way they don't own Incredible Hulk right now, as long as it's a lot of weird factors. Universal kind of owns him, so it's a lot of weird stuff. But all right, man, that's what I got just to add to it, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to toss it out one more time next episode, but we always put these out. No one has to listen to them in sequential orders.
No, this is your list. So we got this list, but I still got more to go. But I'd rather space it out because I don't want people to have to, like, I don't know how many people have, like, an hour and a half drive.
Exactly. Yeah, no shit.
So, yeah, we'll add more stuff to it, but just wanted to, like, cut it off on this one, and we'll jump in later.
Guys, have you guys seen any of these movies? Hashtag your favorite movie to us on our Twitter.
Or guilty pleasure. Any of these movies that are crap, but you've watched more than once.
Duck. RoboCop?
Ducking. He made Ducking a thing.
Toxic Avenger. I don't know if I could watch it.
Okay. I have Dick Tracy. All the people with their Apple Watches. Right? Those kids, exactly. They wanted that Dick Tracy watch.
The Rocketeer.
Rocketeer. I wanted to be a Rocketeer.
The Crow, I still love the fucking Crow. That's Brandon Lee's last movie.
X-Men, okay.
Give me X-Men 2. I love the fuck out of. Even give me Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire's.
Oh, RoboCop.
RoboCop's on the list, dude.
And it's weird. It's like a Western, because he was in, like, he did the whole. Yeah. It's like a futuristic. And also, they guessed Detroit, right?
And even. Oh, yeah. They were the first movie to nail dystopian.
I told you, if I win the lottery, I mean, it sounds jacked up. I would start putting up billboards in Detroit. Said, it's coming soon, Delta City. See if anybody would get it.
The people of Detroit would fucking definitely get it.
Holy shit. Did you see the Delta City? Like, coming soon, Delta City?
Love it. Okay, guys. If you guys want to find us on our social media, so you guys can find RG at.
You can find me at RG Flores on Twitter, and you're on Twitter. Oh, Deep Dives are on Twitter. I thought that was yours. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can email us at deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com. And where can they find you, Joe?
You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. All right, guys. Subscribe to the podcast and the Comic Syndicate for now. We have a lot to go through, and we're not done yet. So, again, you guys don't ever have to listen to these in sequential order, but if you guys jump into the next one cold, jump back here, and fuck, we're going to welcome you guys back. All right,
cool.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Catch you in a bit.
I know, next week. Technically next week. All right, late.
All right.
Peace out.